right. freshman year. He came home like 3 weeks before everybody else, and that was fine. And I said to him, you know, listen, you pissed me off. You almost ruined your first year of college. You got so much promise. I'm taking away the gas credit card. I'm taking away the Visa card. Pal, find out what life is like in the real world. So he surprises me, shows some initiative. You know, suddenly the kid that couldn't sleep, he couldn't wake up until 3 in the afternoon, who's getting up in the morning, go to work. Suddenly he's got a job. Things are going good. So I said to him, as kind of an incentive thing, I said, you know what, I'm really proud of you. And he's like bummed money off me and paid back. Wow. You know, he's even called the show.
$40 he needed one day.
Yeah, he said, I need to borrow $40.
Right.
And every time he's paid me back without fail. So what I said to him in June was, okay, now, this is going to be a bold step and a bold experiment. I'm going to give you back the Exxon card because I'm proud of the fact that you're driving to work,
right?
And that you've gotten your stuff together, and that you're going to go back to college and kick ass. And he said, okay, great. Now, my wife says to me, 2 or 3 days ago, and she's paying the bills, she says, and right away, I know it's bad. She goes,
she has a certain tone.
It's just the, can you come up here for a minute, please?
And you immediately know that alerts you?
It's the fake friendly that is masking. But fortunately, I've discovered that there's the fake friendly that means she's mad at somebody else. So I go up there because I know if she's mad at me, she'll just yell to, hey, you know, jerk, come upstairs.
Boy, your wife and you communicate in a more complex way than the reef squid that I saw on the Discovery Channel the other night.
So I come upstairs and I say, what's up? And she says, look at this. And it's a bill. It's a credit card bill for the gas card.
Oh.
And I say, okay.
$17,000.
Now, she says for her car for the month, and she drives to work and drives to whatever, you know, fabulous, you know, meeting she has. It's like $120. Okay. Me, I definitely go to work every single day,
right.
And I like to drive. And when I go to the cheapy gas station, the Exxon, that it said you want the car wash for $5, I do that. So having said that, I'm
every time,
pretty much.
Yeah, your car is always clean.
Pretty much,
it is.
So mine is like $210 for the month, which is a lot of money.
And both of you drive back and forth from the beach, so that accounts for some of that. And those are pretty typical gasoline bills.
My son's portion. This is just for the July bill.
$780.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Now, Frida throws this bill at me.
Whoa.
And she says, what do you think, pal? And I said, all right, I'll bring it up with him. And this is where he just keeps killing me. That Frida, of course, had a giant conspiracy plan. She looked at this and she said, you know, he must be buying gas for his friends. That's the only way around. Because look, right here, on 529, he put $37 worth. And then on 530, he put $34 worth. Then on 6-1, he put $37 worth. So I've got all of these things going on in my head. I finally sit him down. I go, you're killing me with this bill. I go, it's not like you're paying me for this. But tell me, how the hell do you do this? He said, Dad, you said that I had the credit card to drive to work. I said, that's right. He said, when I have put on, since I've come home from college, and this is not even 3 months now, almost 10,000 miles on my car.
Wow.
He said, if I drive from our house in Virginia, downtown, he has two jobs. If I drive, what I'll do on a normal day, he said, is I'll drive from our house downtown. Then I'll drive from downtown back home. Then I'll go from home to my other job in Maryland. Then after I'm done there, I might go back downtown to see some friends, then go back to this other part where the friends live by my second job, then come back at home. I said, so what's the deal here? You're killing me with this. And he said, all the gas that I spent was for work. And I said, well, I don't follow this. And he said, it's...
Well, I know you, and I know you've got that math thing. Did he kind of try to add it all up?
Yeah, and here's the thing. The little rat came up. What I did was said to him, because we got the ground rules when I told him I'd give him the gas credit card.
Right.
The ground rules were, I'll pay for gas that goes for work because you're saving your money from work for when you go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. He would indeed go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But he would also make 18 gazillion stops
right.
on the way to work, and I'm not talking about stops that were on his way.
Oh, like he'd go see friends and stuff?
Yeah.
A lot of driving.
And a lot of times he would get done with work, drive to a friend's house, drive all the way back to where we live, then drive the friend back to where the friend lives, and technically that comes under work because they left work, and Bart said he would.
If you're talking about a fill-up, like you at one point you mentioned 2 days in a row. That was a full fill-up, right?
Yeah.
Like $37?
Yeah, he said that's like three-quarters of a tank.
Well, like going to work and going out to his friend's house?
Yeah.
Wow. But the mileage doesn't jive, does it?
I don't know. I don't know if the mileage jives or not.
Could any of this be like convenience store beverages and sandwiches and stuff?
No, that I weaned him on that.
Yeah.
Where do you line up on the theory that maybe he is buying gas for his buddies?
Well,
why would he do that?
Because,
I mean, wouldn't he get, I mean, really, I mean, I'm thinking like a teenager right now.
If I'm doing that,
hey, if you give me, I'll give you $37 of gas if you give me $15 cash.
Maybe, but he's got a job where he's making, as far as I can tell,
decent enough money.
A kid his age, yeah, he's making a pretty good hourly wage. He's working hard. I don't think Frieda was convinced that he's buying gas for other people.
How does she feel about it now?
Well, it's like everything. She's left it in my hands. This is why the countdown to getting my kid to college is all-consuming for me, because every day there's another new wrinkle. Every day there's another mystery that I have to get to the bottom of.
Do you buy the fact that he would fill up 2 days in a row by just going to work and back?
Maybe I'm stupid, but yes, I do.
I wish I knew, because, you know, I don't put that kind of mileage on my car.
I know this about my kid. Now, I don't keep total track of him every time he comes and goes.
Right.
But I can't tell you how many times he's gone to work, and he works in the District of Columbia for one of his jobs. So he's got a commute in rush hour traffic, no doubt. He, after work, goes see his girlfriend who lives like in Bethesda, comes back home. I can't tell you how many times he comes back home, and then he says, like, at 9 o'clock, I'm going out. I'll be home by curfew time. This is where he's killing me with this gas thing, because that's when he's going out, and I guess...
And that's probably when he's going to see his friends in Albany.
Yeah, I don't even know. There was a trip to Myrtle Beach this summer that wasn't even involved in the $700 gas bill.
Wow.
A $700 freaking dollar gas bill.
You know, it's a very simple thing to...
What?
Rob says he's still driving the monster truck.
It's like a little Halliburton.
It would seem to me to be a very, very easy thing to calculate. You calculate what the mileage is, roughly. You know, you get a ballpark idea what your miles per gallon. And then you add up the miles and you take the maximum.
I believe
it jives.
I just believe him. I just believe him. I don't think that it's any scam. I see everybody's
three
calling.
More days, Don.
Everybody's calling, thinking, is he getting cash on this deal? Is he getting cigarettes? Is he buying beer?
You don't think he's going to, like, the convenience store?
No, see, here's the thing. I've been through this with my kid before. I've already been through this. And before, he wasn't bright enough to know that he couldn't stop at Exxon and charge $4.83 worth of stuff, and I wouldn't know that it wasn't gas.
Well, doesn't this also fall into the category of fight the right battles? You know?
Yeah, well...
I mean, what are you going to do, hire a private investigator, you know?
Right, I believe him. Here's what I think. I said to him, it's my fault. It's my freaking fault. I gave him the credit card because I said, here you go, I'm proud of you. Go ahead. And you know what he did? He just took it. It's like what Jack Kent Cook said about Joe Gibbs. I gave him an unlimited budget, and he shot right through it.
Right.
Yeah, he exceeded it. That's exactly what it is. Mm. So whatever retribution I have to get out of my kid, I'll get out of my kid.
Oh, okay.
But suffice it to say, whatever I get, even if it was $700 in pennies that he had gone down and minted himself, it wouldn't be good enough. It wouldn't be enough of a sacrifice in the eyes of my wife.
Mm.
Because I'm the easy one, as it turns out. And that's the new name now that she's given me. Way to go, hard ass.
Well, I mean, you can be tough sometimes, but, I mean, I think you're choosing your battle, right? I mean, that's the way, that's what I get on it.
He pays you back. He can use as much gas as he wants, I guess.
The only thing that pisses me off about Bart in this regard is his answer. Because I know that there's a very logical part of this kid's brain. He's a smart kid. But when he says to me the answer for almost anything that comes up that we disagree about, his answer is, I'm 19. That's the answer. Now, really.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, like,
because he's 19, well, when else am I going to be crazy? When else
Whoa,
am I going to...
that's not good.
I'm 19. Well, now, hey, don't be hating. Don't be hating.
What do you mean?
Well, when you said that's not good...
don't be hating?
Oh, that means don't... You're taking it too literally. I don't think that it's that bad.
He doesn't say that, but did he say that for everything? I'm just trying to get... I'm trying to understand.
An awful lot. And
really?
I think it's...
you know that I listen to all these discussions
with
more of an attentive ear than probably anyone.
I think it's a boy thing rather than a girl thing.
And, you know, this is just a study. I study this because everybody, you know, has warned me that, you know, this is down the road. I mean, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's a dilemma.
So anyway, 3 days until he goes back to college.
Where's the closure? Where's the? You just say, "Hey, to hell with it," or what?
Oh, no, he's got to pay back. He's got to pay back for the thing, but he doesn't have $700. Hold on a second. I bet this is him calling in. Hello.
Hey.
I was just mentioning it's only 3 days until you go back to college.
I do have the calendar, but I haven't worked out to hours and minutes.
All right, please be telling everybody. How it is that you spent $700 in gas in 1 month without buying gas for friends, buying cigarettes, buying beer, or whatever else? How is it that you spent $700 of my money for gasoline?
I didn't know it was that much when I was doing it. I just knew it was every other day and sometimes every day getting a tank of gas.
Wow.
Hold up. Mike, go ahead. Uncle
no,
Mike.
It just doesn't... I mean... If you're traveling down to, you know, like maybe to the beach or something like that.
No, he goes, see, I don't want to get specific about, he goes from
I go to Anacostia at least 2 days a week. I work in Bethesda.
So
I'm in Bethesda every day, and usually I spend like two or
I'm not,
three
I am
hours.
Not qualified to ask any, because I don't have that math mind as far as what it is. But how many miles is it, you know, roughly to Anacostia? What's it, 15 miles?
Here's the deal.
In Russia.
Say I estimate I'm in the car 2.5 to 3 hours. I'm in the car right now.
Of course you are. Where else would you be? You're in the car right now.
2.5 to 3, so that's roughly an hour to work, hour and 15 minutes to work.
But you've also got the joy rides at night, like when you had to go out and get the ice cream.
And going out at night. So maybe 3.5 to 4 hours in the car.